around here. Something going wrong 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 around.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day for the middle part of the country to be on alert for severe weather from Joplin, Missouri to Wichita Falls, Texas. Yesterday's weather in Nebraska damaged hundreds of homes. Jason Sunday saw a giant twister move through the Omaha suburbs.
Never been this scared. I mean, I've been over there and seen some gnarly things, but you're pretty helpless here, you know, and you have your wife here. You know, over there you have your battle buddies and it's another thing, but you have your wife right next to you, and there's nothing you can do.
He had seen combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. Authorities in Nebraska say early warning systems prevented any deaths and kept injuries minor. Two Polk County, Florida deputies were shot in Lakeland overnight, one in critical but stable condition, the other in stable condition. The suspect was killed in a gun battle. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs said she's deeply concerned about a freight train derailment near the New Mexico state line. The train was carrying gas. That caught fire. Part of I-40's been closed. There have been evacuations. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is working with local public health agencies to contact anyone who may have had contact with a person with a confirmed case of measles, a person living in Dane County with travel and employment in Rock County. There is a chance for some flash flooding across southern and southeastern Wisconsin this weekend. The National Weather Service says up to 2 inches of rainfall is possible in some locations. As always, be alert for changing conditions, monitor weather reports, and do not drive onto flooded roadways. In Madison, an email from UW officials and police warns of consequences for students, staff, or faculty who don't follow protest policies and rules. This as campus protests against Israel's war in Gaza expand around the country. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm Corey Hartman with a look at your forecast. For today, mostly cloudy, breezy with highs in the upper 70s, winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, and a scattered storm possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high around 70, more storms Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from an original family recipe, get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 63 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Yeah.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Soul Man from Sam and Dave. It's Kevin Kellogg. Another hour of your favorites of the 60s and 70s, and you can be part of the show. Text lines open, 608-355-9970. Call, text, or even hit me up on our Facebook page at 99.7 Max FM and see what I can do for you this morning, like a little Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me on 99.7 Max FM.
Part, 'cause
again with the Beach Boys. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. 12 minutes after 8, Kevin Kellogg keeps you company with your favorites from the 60s and 70s, like the Raspberries. And I Want to Be With You on 99.7 Max FM.
If we were on time, we wouldn't have to be worried tonight. Baby, oh, I wanna be with you so bad.
Yeah, I wanna be with you.
Oh, baby,
oh, I wanna be with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanna be with you.
Well, tonight,
the night.
We always knew it would feel so right to come.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with the Supremes. 818 Jack's on the text line this morning for a little ballroom blitz from Sweet Max FM. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM going out for Jack this morning, getting his ballroom blitz on with Sweet off the text line at 608-355-9970. 822, what's going on today? Sauk County Drug Take-Back Day at the Sauk County Sheriff's Department until noon and the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 until noon. Also, there is the Kids Ranch Cleanup Day in Rock Springs beginning at 9. National Independent Bookstore Day celebrated at Main Street Books in Reedsburg from 9 to 4. The Basco Broughton Hot Dog Sale to the BP Gas Station in Baraboo from 10 until 2. Just for Kicks Dance Recital at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo today at 11, 1, and 6, and tomorrow at 1 and 5:30. Coming up, we'll get you a wet weather forecast. We'll get you a look at sports, the Packers draft from last night, the Bucks loss, the Brewers win, all that coming up here on 99.7 Max FM.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with the NFL on day two of the draft. The Green Bay Packers selected four players, two in the second round, two in the third. We'll start in the second round at pick 13th, 45th overall, where the Pack took linebacker out of Texas A&M, Edgerrin Cooper. With the 26th pick of the second round, the Packers added safety out of Georgia, Javon Bullard. They went running back in the third round at pick 25 out of USC, Marshawn Lloyd, and added in a linebacker from Missouri, Tyron Hopper, with the 28th pick of the third round. The Pack still with eight picks coming up in today's day three, general manager Brian Gutekist.
We were able to kind of stay with the best player available. There were some guys we had rated, equally, and then Need maybe played a little bit of part in that as well, but we never had to dip down around or anything like that.
The Packers have one pick in round four, two picks in round five, three picks in round six, and two in round seven. Onto the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks fell in overtime 121-118 to the Indiana Pacers in game three of their NBA playoff series. The Pacers taking a 2-1 series lead. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
They came up with every loose ball tonight. They crushed us. This game came down to 50-50, and they just did a better job of, our guys were fighting. They were trying, couldn't get to loose balls. When you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
Chris Middleton led the way with 42 points and 10 rebounds. The Bucks and Pacers play game four of their series tomorrow night. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers knocked off the New York Yankees 7-6 in 11 innings last night. The Brewers and Yankees play game two of their series tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm Corey Hartman with a look at your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with highs in the upper 70s, winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, and a scattered storm possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high around 70, more storms Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from an original family recipe, get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 63 degrees.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s with some musical birthdays, we find that Michael Kogel, the lead singer of Los Bravos, celebrated his 80th birthday on Thursday. It's Black is Black on Max FM.
Black is Black.
meet on in time to see me again. Oh, what can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose, and still my blues, my love's too strong. Oh, baby, you see what come back to me.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Black is Black from Los Bravos. Michael Kogel, the lead singer, celebrated his 80th birthday on Thursday. Bassist Stu Cook with CCR celebrated his 79th birthday on Thursday. '70s, 99.7 Max FM, bassist Stu Cook with CCR celebrating his 79th birthday on Thursday as we do some Proud Mary. One of the bees in ABBA, Bjorn Ulvaeus, celebrates his 79th birthday on Thursday. In fact, Bjorn does the lead singing on this one. Does your mother know? 99.7 Max FM. Does your mother know from ABBA, celebrating the birthday of Bjorn Ulvaeus as he turned 79 on Thursday, doing the lead vocals on that one. The guys didn't do many lead vocals for the hits for ABBA. 8:37, we find bassist Ronnie Gilbert from the Blues Magoos celebrates birthday number 78.
Thank you.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Ronnie Gilbert, bassist for the Blues Magoos, celebrated his 78th birthday yesterday. Also on Thursday, I meant Thursday he celebrated it. Also on Thursday, Steve Ferrone, the drummer with the Average White Band, turned 74. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Average White Band, and Pick Up the Pieces, as we find the drummer, Steve Ferrone, celebrates his 74th birthday back on Thursday. Musical history this week in 1979, Blondie's Heart of Glass was the first of their four chart-topping hits, number one this week in 1979.
Thank you.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Heart of Glass from Blondie, number one this week in 1979. 8:46, and if you hadn't heard the news, Mike Pinder, one of the founding members and keyboardist of the Moody Blues, passed away on Thursday at the age of 82 at his Northern California home. Passing away, he had been suffering some years from dementia. That's not the official cause of death, but we don't have the official one. So Mike Pinder from the Moody Blues, as we remember, Tuesday afternoon on 99.7 Max FM. It's the Moody Blues and Tuesday afternoon, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s, remembering Mike Pinder, a keyboardist and one of the founding members of the Moody Blues, who passed away on Thursday at his California home at the age of 82. It's 8:48. Let's let you know that Saturday at the 60s and 70s is brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Minor dents and major structural issues, they'll take care of them all. Since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body has been helping area residents get back on the road as they do quality work at a fair price, providing free estimates and guiding you through the insurance claim process. Call them 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends. More of your favorites coming up after we take a look at our community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, April 26th, from 10:30 until 1 o'clock, the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg will be hosting a brat stand. It's going to be at Chelsea Steel Team of Reedsburg, 1643 East Main Street. Proceeds from the fundraiser will be going to support the many projects Kiwanis does for the youth of our community. Again, this will be happening on Friday from 10:30 until 1 p.m., the brat stand fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg, and that again is at 1643 East Main Street in Reedsburg. Also on that same day, there's an Arbor Day fundraiser at the Portage Elks Lodge. Come celebrate Arbor Day with basket raffles, door prizes, and appetizers, and all the proceeds used to sponsor trees planted in the Portage area parks. This again is going to be on Friday, April 26th. It'll get started at 5 p.m. Check out the Portage Elks Lodge website for more details. And then the next day on Saturday, April 27th, it's going to be the Sacred Heart Athletics annual broad feed and raffle. Meal will include brats, hot dogs, chips, pickles, baked beans, soda, and beer. There's also going to be a Culver's frozen custard stand. This will all be happening at the Sacred Heart Catholic School, 5 o'clock until 8:30 on Saturday, April 27th. And again, the proceeds will be going to help Sacred Heart Athletics. Facebook.com/SHS Reedsburg for more details.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostix and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm Corey Hartman with a look at your forecast. For today, mostly cloudy, breezy with highs in the upper 70s, winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, and a scattered storm possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high around 70, more storms Sunday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from an original family recipe, get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 64 at our studios.
into the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM with Sly and the Family Stone. Jack's back on the text line at 608-355-9970 for some 10cc on 99.7 Max FM.
The silly face I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
It's
doesn't mean that much to me.